Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
Rachel, I don't know if Shay told you, but I'm asking for all of my money back because I did not place the order. I just put my information in and I didn't place the order. I changed my mind, but they sent it anyway. And I was never told, never did see that I was going to have to pay $60 for each one of them. It said to take a free survey and you can choose a gift for $6.95. Now that's what I read. And in the end, I had to pay $8.95 to send it back to you, $6.95 for shipping and handling. That's $135.80. And you're only going to give me $100 back? I would please like to ask for all my money back.
So that I can assist, ma'am, if I can please have your zip code and your name, please.
73120, and my name is Darlene Wilson.
Okay, one moment, Ms. Wilson.
Okay.
For security purposes, please verify your address.
2133 Northwest 117th Street, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73120.
Okay, ma'am, I thank you for that information. One moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I've gotten an account pulled up that shows your name and shows your address here as shipping and billing. And it shows closed accounts for the Pure Mini Pods and the Pure Smartwatch. And this actually, the account shows the completed order that was done, where payment information was provided as well as email and phone number.
I didn't complete the order. I did not click place order. And you haven't been out of anything. I sent the both items back to you. So I'm the one out of extra money. So I'm just asking for my all of my money back, $119.
Okay, let me see what I can do to assist. It shows an order confirmation was sent to your email on the 9th of April at 1:33 p.m. when the shipping and handling was paid. But if you can allow me a moment to see what the notes say.
Okay,
But you did
thank you.
receive an order confirmation that was sent to confirm that there was an order that went through.
I mean, but I couldn't do anything about it if I did get it. But I'll look to see if I got it.
There is also a tracking number confirming delivery. But since I'm just seeing your account and I haven't spoken with you before, I'm just going through what I'm seeing here with the system notes.
Well, I did not see anything on when I was playing a game. That's when it came up and say, take a survey. A survey. I took the survey. It didn't say that you were entering into an agreement to pay $60 later.
Okay, if you have the issue with the, let me look down at the account. I haven't even looked down. If you're having the issues with the $59.95 that it shows was billed, those are called end of trial charges. Once the order goes through, you showing that you paid the shipping and handling, it starts a trial offer. So after the
Well, I
trial
didn't.
expires, you do pay for the products
Well,
for the order that was processed.
I don't know if it was 14 days from the date that I called, April the 9th. You say I got the order, and it wasn't, I don't know when it was delivered. It wasn't delivered on April the 9th. And I called you on April the 27th. Let me see, Monday, whatever day that was. When I looked at my bank statement, and found out that I was charged $60 for each one of them. And the watch did not work. And I don't know if the iPods work because I didn't even open the box.
All right. Well, April the 9th did start the trial offer. The post office said they delivered it.
How can it be the trial offer date and you haven't even received it? And as slow as mail is.
Per the terms, ma'am, the trial starts when the shipping and handling is paid, and it's the first 4 days for delivery is the normal period of time. Well, unless there is a delay with the post office. But the remainder of the days is to contact the customer service center.
Well, nothing gets all delivered on time with the post office today, these days. Nothing. So I'm asking, if you give me my money back, you got your product back, you are not out of anything. I'm the one that's still out. Even if you give my money back, I still spent 15, 18 more dollars by mailing it back to you. You didn't send anything back to say if this didn't work, to return it.
No, ma'am. The terms and conditions were on the web page. We're a 24/7 call center. So
okay,
if there's an
I was not on your web page. I was on filling out a survey like it asked. Fill out the survey. I think it was about Sam's or Costco, a reputable company. So that's the only reason why I did it, but I won't ever, ever fill out another survey because they all scams.
Yes, ma'am. That means you were on a web page when you completed the survey. But it shows the tracking number that you provided, so that information is forwarded to fulfillment. There are the ones that would be assisting with that. It shows that you provided the tracking number today. So that's already been done.
Yeah, I live on a fixed income, and I can't afford to waste my money. Mm-hmm.
I can understand, ma'am. But fulfillment is the one. They're the ones that assist with that. I'm in the call center. So fulfillment is in. Fulfillment's in another state, but they will
What's
assist.
Their number?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
How can I get in touch with them?
They do not have, there's not an inbound call center there in the fulfillment center. We're the ones that you speak with over the phone.
Okay. Well, if I can't speak to them, then you're saying you have to make the decision.
No, ma'am. I don't have to make a decision regarding
okay.
it
well,
for the products that you've reaped.
Can I speak to somebody who makes the decision? Somebody over you, Rachel, that makes a decision.
Okay, one moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ma'am, I'm still here. Allow me just a moment. I just have to note the call.
Okay, thank you, Rachel.
Yes, ma'am, you're welcome. Be just a few minutes.
Okay.
Few more minutes.
Okay.
All right, let me get that. All right, I'm actually almost done.
Okay.
All right, so let me set up the call here. All right, ma'am. So I'm getting you transferred over. The call actually goes back into a queue, and the next available hire supervisor will be able to assist. And I thank you for
What do I do? Ask for how do I ask for the hire supervisor, the next hire supervisor?
We all have the same queue, ma'am. So when they answer the phone, you can just identify or provide your name and they'll further assist you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
They don't have a different title than yours?
We all have the same queue, but it goes back.
I'm talking about title, so I know who to ask to speak to, so they don't make a mistake and get somebody with the same level as you.
Yes, ma'am. You'll be fine. We're here 24/7, so there are different people that are scheduled around the clock.
So you're sending me to someone higher than you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but you can't tell me what their job title is.
They're a higher supervisor?
That's not a job title.
We have floor supervisors here. We have higher supervisors. We have managers.
So are you transferring me to a manager? Is that who you
we
suggest
actually,
I speak to?
You're actually, ma'am, we all have the same, we have the same queue.
I understand that.
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that you have the same queue. Mm-hmm. I worked in a call center. I know how it works. But I do know that there are different levels of supervision, and all I was asking was for the level of the supervisor that I'm going to speak with. I know that they all have titles.
Yes, ma'am. This is just designated as a higher supervisor, so you'll be assisted by the proper individual.
Okay. Thank you, Rachel.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer care. Please hold for the transfer.